It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, this historic Tuesday. Yes, we'll get to that a little bit later. Happy April 4th, 2023. Moving right along here. Before we get to our celebrity birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, and we like to get those online by noon so you can have those on your lunch break, you know, get informed with what's going on. It's the whole point of the show. And don't forget to subscribe, you know, that's huge. We're really a young show, so we need all that support. Get subscribing, people. All right, let's get into the birthdays. It's a short one, super short. April 4th, not a big day for making celebrity babies, I guess. Robert Downey Jr. is 57, and David Blaine is 49. That's right, and that's it. Well, let's get into the news. We've got quite a bit of it. Our first story on this historic morning is from Wall Street Journal, and I know you think it's about Trump, right? Now, oil prices surge 6.3% in steepest rise in over a year. Great! The jump follows a vow by Saudi Arabia and other OPEC members to cut production. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I really don't know what else to say about that. Go read about that if you want at the Wall Street Journal. I think I am going to put a sale on my car and go green. I'm going green. All right, this one from TMZ. Andrew Tate released from Romanian jail. Now, a lot of people probably don't know who Andrew Tate is, but he's kind of he's an interesting guy, whether you like him or not. He's a character, I guess, is the best way to put it without insulting him or, you know. Tate, his brother, and two women have been locked up for 3 months on suspicion of sex trafficking and organized crime. He is not a free man just yet because he is under house arrest. We will keep watching that one for sure. All right, here is a story from Business Insider. Russian troops are dying in Ukraine due to heavy alcohol consumption, poor weapons handling, and hypothermia, UK Intel says. I'll be honest with you, if I was on the front lines for Russia, I'd be putting away some vodka too. I definitely would. Can't blame those guys, you know. Hell, they're just getting out of prison. They're probably celebrating. We've got one. This is a comedy here. This is a comedy headline, and it's from Reuters. Chinese spy balloon gathered intelligence on U.S. military sites, NBC News reports. So it's from NBC News, but via Reuters. And it's subtitled, "A Chinese balloon that flew across the United States was able to gather intelligence from several U.S. military sites and transmit it back to Beijing in real time, despite the Biden administration's efforts to prevent it from doing so," NBC News reported on Monday. Wow. Wow. I'm not even going to get into that. If you can't figure that one out, then you're all right. We're finally to the meat of today's news stories. Story from Newsmax. This is pretty big news. Trump facing all felony charges, but no cuffs or mugshots. Oh, that goes against everything the left wants, in all honesty. They want cuffs and mug shots, you know. Well, they don't really care what he's being charged with. They want that photo op. But this is news, because I was under the understanding that they were all misdemeanors, and now they are felonies. And so that'll be interesting. Like I said before about the statute of limitations, that might play a part in having this all dropped. But there is also a possibility of a gag order being placed on Mr. Trump. I don't believe that will be known until the arraignment hearing. So we'll wait to see what happens there. That would mean that he can't even talk about anything about the case, the indictment, while he's waiting adjudication. So that's basically it. He will be arraigned today at 2:15, and then he's making a speech from Mar-a-Lago at 8:15. That's where we are with that. I don't know why people are flocking to New York City as if they're going to see something. All you're going to see is like this orange hair go from a SUV to the inside a building. So yeah, that's exciting. All right, on to another story here. This one's, it's sad. But we end the episode with a good news story, so we'll recover from the sadness pretty quick. All right, from Evening Standard. Drunk skier dies after falling through window on ski lift and landing on slope marker. Oh, dear. You know, he fell 131 feet to his death. Good God. He was on a gondola and just screwing around. He was in his 20s with his buddy, who was also in his 20s, and they were getting wasted. And I guess maybe they were wrestling around and flew out the window and died. Do not drink when you're skiing. I've got more stories about that I'll share at a future date. All right, and per lunch show policy, we end the day with good news, and this one is from ABC News. This is beautiful. This is so beautiful. U.S. strike kills ISIS senior leader in Syria. Yes. You got to keep going for the head of the snake. They need to know that we're going to find out who the head of your organization is, and we're going to kill him, and we're going to keep doing that. So that should be a deterrence to these guys that want to, you know, be the top guy, the top dog. Yeah, I'm the top dog. Ugh! All right, folks, that's it. That's the episode today. I'm so glad you joined us. I really appreciate it. And I hope you're enjoying the show. And don't forget, you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com with any questions or comments about the show. Please support the show. Get out there. Just click things. That's all you got to do is click things. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. So I want to wish you a good week. We'll be back Friday, and we'll have more Trump news. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about. But until then, I hope you all peace out. All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.